Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's Friday. Tyrod Taylor was listed as questionable, but is doing better. So naturally, the question was asked to the head coach, are you ready to name your starting quarterback? Here is an exchange between Aaron Glenn and a dichotomy of Jets reporters trying to get that simple answer.
Right.
Who is your starting quarterback on Sunday against the Bengals?
Are you able to tell us who's going to...
I cannot tell you that.
But is it because you don't want to or because...
That's exactly it.
But with Tyrod's situation and question, doesn't that play into this potentially?
That's exactly why I'm not telling you. Because I don't want to.
No, but I understand that. But I mean, is it partly because of the injury?
That's exactly why... I'm saying it because I don't want to.
Does the quarterback,
I don't know how many times I got to answer you that. It's not going to change.
Do the players know who the quarterback is?
That's going to be between me and the players.
Not knowing how secretive it is, does it affect the preparation at all for the game?
We had a great week of practice with our guys. Our guys know we're going to keep that between us, and that's how it's going to be.
And the starter's gotten the normal reps the starter we get before.
That's between me and the team.
What do you think of that, T? What do you think of that?
So this is why this is stupid.
Yeah?
Because now this becomes the what we're talking about. And we're not talking about how did the Jets win a game this weekend. We're talking about who's starting a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
What is the coach telling you about what not to say about who's starting a quarterback? And it becomes this game that is not about the main thing. The main thing is, how do you prepare this team to win a football game? What we're talking about now with the media, Neil Best started that conversation, and he just got completely disrespected by Aaron Glenn because I don't want to answer that question. I'm not going to ask you. So it becomes this stupid, non-important, I got you, you got me, I'm in a powerful position, you're not, you have to listen to what I tell you, I don't care what you say. It's stupid, right? And so it doesn't mean anything for the game. It's just a distraction from what actually needs to happen, which is putting your team and your position, your players in a position to win. I guarantee you, without a doubt, Aaron Glenn had a meeting with his players and said, hey guys, I don't want y'all telling anybody who's playing quarterback. Is that necessary? Yes, it is, because he's created this battlefield mm-hmm. of nonsense around who the hell the starting quarterback is. It's such a dumb distraction from what's important in a locker room or prepping a week for a football game. And it drives me insane because he thinks this is important. He thinks having power or agency over the media is important. It's not. It means nothing. We can opine. We can tell what we believe. We can ask questions. We can do anything. We are not playing a game, right? We are not prepping for a game. We are just trying to get information and be entertaining about it. He's taking this so damn seriously. It makes me feel like he's not focused on what's important. Which is the main thing. When the main thing is not the main thing, you don't win. Period.
I agreed with you until I continued to listen to the press conference. Mm. Okay? And I wasn't trying to catch you here because I let you hear the part that swayed me. And you very well could say, you know what? That makes a lot of sense. I take it back.
Go
or,
ahead.
Which is probably the likeliest scenario, you're going to swat it away and say, that's stupid.
Right.
And Evan...
Because he's really got a competitive advantage.
Well...
When both of your quarterbacks aren't good, what the hell are we even talking about?
Well, he was asked later on, has anyone ever done this to you? And here is Aaron Glenn's answer, and I have to admit, he swayed me a little bit.
Let's hear it.
It was tough. I went through that in Detroit when it was Malik Willis and Jordan Love. And I thought LaFleur did a really good job of not saying who that quarterback was, and we have to prepare for both of those guys. So I don't see why we think this is something that hasn't been done.
It's pretty good, right, Teak?
No.
What?
No.
That didn't sway you?
No.
Okay.
Is Malik Willis a good quarterback?
Probably not.
Okay, is Jordan Love a good quarterback?
Yes.
Okay. If he's not playing, you got a completely different thing you got to prepare for. Is Justin Fields a good quarterback?
No.
Is Tyrod Taylor a good quarterback? Exactly.
So there's no edge. There's no benefit to this.
I mean, Justin Fields is going to play and not take any risk and take 4 or 5 sacks and not be explosive. He's not going to run the ball because Tanner Entring doesn't want him to. And Tyrod Taylor is going to limp around because he's got a bum knee and he's going to throw 2 interceptions. Does it matter? I'm not even joking.
No, if they play the way they've played and this offense exactly plays the way they played, it don't make a damn difference.
It doesn't. Nobody is preparing differently for Justin Fields versus Tyrod Taylor.
I have one more thing I'll throw at you to change your mind.
Go ahead. You're preparing differently from Malik Willis
to Jordan Love.
To Jordan Love.
No, I get you. I just wanted you to hear that part.
It's a nice example. This is why I'm just giving you an example, guys. It's not even close to the same thing.
I got one more thing I'll throw at you to maybe change your mind on this Aaron Glenn discourse. You ready?
Yep.
Many years ago, Bobby Valentine was the manager of the New York Mets.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes he would say weird stuff. And it was later.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Revealed that he would do that to put the attention on him and away from his players. Do you think that Aaron Glenn, with an 0-7 team, is taking the attention away from the players who have contributed to this 0-7 record and is making the story about him and actually benefiting his players?
No, because the only thing that's going to matter is what happens on Sunday. So if we go through all of this competitive advantage talk and either one of them or both play like crap on Sunday, then what are we even talking about?
One last question.
Go ahead.
Is it possible Aaron Glenn is swerving all of us, and the rookie quarterback out of Missouri,
Brady Cook,
is actually going to start the game?
Then I will apologize.
Really?
On Monday, I will say I am sorry. Even if he plays terrible, I will apologize.
Because that was a purposeful swerve.
That's the swerve that nobody sees coming.
Yeah.
We'll know because the elevation will happen.
Yes, right. We'll get a little bit of a heads up.
He's a practice squad kid.
Yeah.
But we'll know.
Yeah, that is not going to happen.
No, it shouldn't.
Well, there's going to come a point, I'm not sure when I'm going to be there, but it may come sooner than later, where I'm certainly, as a Jet fan, going to say, I'd rather see Brady Cook. I'd rather see a rookie who's an unknown.
No, I agree with you.
Than
either way,
I already know.
Right, either way, to me, this isn't about him not choosing who the starting quarterback or telling anybody who the starting quarterback is. It's how he's presenting it. It's like he's presenting this as if it's the most important thing. And it's not. It's just I made my statement, it is what it is.
The other thing that I would be interested in is there's going to be a starting quarterback on Sunday. If I had to guess, it's Tyrod Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
when Tyrod Taylor starts, whatever the results are, good, bad, indifferent, tie, right, doesn't matter, is he going to play this game every week? Or once it's Tyrod Taylor, well, of course it's Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah.
I don't know.
When you don't have a quarterback, when you have a quarterback controversy, you don't have a quarterback.
Oh, well said, especially in this case.
Yes.
Let's get back to your calls, 888-808-1019. Chris in Bayshore. Good afternoon, Christopher.
Hey, Chris.
Good afternoon, guys. How are we doing?
We're good. Good.
You know, Evan, that was a really good attempt to try to get Glenn a little bit of credit there. But I got to go with Tiki here. I think that after listening to this guy, I mean, is it possible that Aaron is just kind of a jerk? I mean, could that be what's going on here? I mean, I know he's well-respected, but, I mean, obviously, it's either that, he's not handling the situation well, being winless, and or a combination of both.
I think it's a combination of that, Chris. I feel like he's frustrated by the plight he finds himself in, and because there aren't easy answers, he's taking it out on how he answers all these questions. And that's just not the way to go about it. I think you just acknowledge it. It's as simple as that. And again, maybe I'm oversimplifying it because it's not me who's, he's not on the hot seat because he's not getting fired, but you know what I mean? I'm not sitting in that room. I'm not sitting in that situation frustrated because things aren't working. But I think the easiest thing to do is just acknowledge that this is going to be a challenging season.
Mm.
That we're still finding our way at quarterback. We are still finding our roster. There are going to be ups and downs, maybe more downs than ups, and you just got to have patience. And I'm trying to be patient.
The one thing, and I guess this is a conspiracy theory, but we'll get the answer clearly on Sunday with if he starts or not. One possibility for why he may not want to answer the question is that he intends to start Justin Fields. And that would elicit more questions because of the criticism that came from Woody Johnson. Like, if he says, yeah, it's Justin Fields, he's my quarterback, don't you think that elicits even more, wow, the owner said his rating is terrible.
No, true. I mean, yeah, we talked about that on Monday or Tuesday, whenever that came up with the owner's meetings where you're speaking about this, Woody. And my issue with it was that it forces Aaron Glenn to have to respond to this.
Yes, that was the biggest problem.
You're now responding to something that has nothing to do with what you did last Sunday or this upcoming Sunday. It's only because of your owner's comments.
If he starts Justin
Fields.
By the
way, I think this is all about this, who's your starting quarterback, it goes back to that.
100%. And if he does start Justin Fields, I'll be convinced that's the reason he didn't want to tell anybody.
Yeah, of course.
Because he didn't want to further the questions that would come about what Woody Johnson said.
They're going to come again.
Of course.
On Sunday night or Monday.
Yeah. Mike's in Middletown, New Jersey. Hey, Mike. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
What's up?
Listen, I think for Joe, what you got to do is you have to be like, remember when Susan brokered the peace between George Steinbrenner and Yogi Berra?
Yes.
You got to have Boomer or even better, Bob Lashusen do it. Bob is in on the Jets.
That's true.
Have the broker between Woody and Joe. And remember, as Joe told us, they got more than meets the eye politically, you know, bro?
I'm not going to get into it, bro.
We got something in common.
I think you're right. And the guy to do it, I don't think Boomer has some great I don't know his relationship at all with Woody Johnson, so I don't want to imply if it's good or bad or anything. I don't know what it is. But I think it would have to be someone from the organization. And since Bob Lashusen is a WFAN alum, it's Bob Lashusen.
There it is.
Bob Lashusen, if you are listening.
You're being tapped.
You're being tapped as the peacemaker between Woody Johnson and Joe Beningo. Because once they make peace, Joe can properly be inducted into the Jet Fan Hall of Fame.
Yes, just like Fireman Ed, who I'm sure at some point had to make peace in the 5 years since he quit the team in 2012.
But could you imagine, I don't think they do this, but let's say they did. They're inducting Joe B. into the Jets Hall of Fame, and they're doing it at halftime of a Jets game. Could you imagine what that speech would turn into?
They don't give speeches.
I know they don't, but imagine if they gave Joe a live mic at MetLife Stadium halftime.
Right.
I mean,
they would rescind it immediately.
First of all, the team's a disaster. I don't know why you people are here. I don't give a rat's ass about this Hall of Fame. Can my team win a championship? It'd be the greatest speech in the history of speeches.
You think he would decline it?
Which part?
The opportunity to be in the Jets Fan Hall of Fame?
I don't think Joe cares about it. Honestly, I said this before. I think he's very humble about that.
Yeah.
But I think he would definitely take a live microphone at halftime at MetLife Stadium.
I think if that would ever happen, I think the Jets rip off like 8 in a row. Mm. I think that's what the Jets need to turn it around. They need Beningo and Woody to come together as one.
Maybe.
And I think that would put us over the top.
Spoken like an irrational Jet fan. Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And if you want to watch Star Trek, it's also on Paramount
Plus. How about that?
Boy, lots of things. Lots of things on Paramount Plus.
Mario is in Howell. What's up, Mario?
Hey, guys, can someone please tell AG that it wouldn't matter if we had Cincy's playbook? It's not going to make a difference. We're just pathetic. And listen, with Joe B, here's a perfect scenario for Joe. He wants to have a sit-down? Okay. In The Godfather, Michael had a sit-down with Salazzo the Turk and the officer McCluskey. He went to the bathroom, he comes out with a gun, and he kills both of them. Maybe that could be our
wow. Jesus.
Holy crap.
Why does it have to go to that level?
I know.
My God. All Joe wants to do is do one of his patented Beningo rants live for Woody Johnson.
Okay, I mean, Chauncey Billups gets all mafioso on us, and now we're having like scenes set up for Joe B. Well,
hey, it's Boomer.
And Gio.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.